Get what you pay for. Get what you pay for. Pretty easy to do when you go to a restaurant, right? You read the menu, you order. If it doesn't arrive or it's disgusting, you don't pay for it. The costs associated with investing, much, much more difficult to discern, right? And way more important, I think, than a meal, because over time they can add up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm not kidding. I actually did some math on what they could add up to over a lifetime. It really could be hundreds of thousands of dollars, just the fees. Dean Kendall is a flat fee financial advisor. He has put his thoughts together into a book called Stop Paying Hidden Investment Fees. That's a pretty self-explanatory title. And he joins us now from Calgary, Alberta. Hello there, Dean.
Hi, Bruce.
You say every investor should ask, how do you get paid? I agree with you 100,000%. But then you say there is only one answer that is acceptable. What is that one answer?
I believe that everyone should pay a flat fee for the services that that they're getting.
Like an accountant, like a lawyer.
Correct. Yeah.
And why do you believe that?
Well, complete transparency. I think people, you know, to your simple example, when they go buy something at the supermarket, or, you know, organic apples or regular apples, the price is right there. It's just very simple and easy to understand. But in the investment and financial planning world, you know, there's percentage of assets and percent on, you know, various commissions and all these percentages that make it very hard to actually understand and articulate what am I actually paying for? You know, the bottom line, right? People just can't get to that bottom line and be clear.
What's your average fee? I know that if you were an estate lawyer and I said, how much does it cost to do a simple will? You'd tell me $1,000. What's your average fee?
Well, it's actually variable. I'll give you some idea. It's really dependent on the scope of the work, because
That's why I said average, Dean. I didn't ask you for a spectrum of fees. What's your average fee approximately?
Yeah. Well, for our ideal clients, it's $28,000 a year. And I'll explain that. That's a sweet.
I was going to say, I think I don't even have false teeth, and my teeth just fell out of my mouth.
Exactly. So that includes money management, it's tax, legal, insurance, risk, and financial planning. So
we have a private jet as well for that.
No, that's comprehensive lifetime financial planning. And that's, you know, for some of our clients who desire to have that service. But just to put it in perspective, Bruce, you know, if someone has a few million dollars of assets, just call it investable assets. You know, if they're paying two points on that, 2% all in, you know, they're paying 40 grand and they probably don't even know it. So 28,000 is way beyond money management or investment management. It's getting their entire financial house in order.
So here's where your argument falls down to me. If you have, call it 100 grand in assets under management, and you're, you know, it's a flat fee versus a 2.5% commission on a mutual fund at $2,500. I can get it. It makes sense. Mm-hmm. Your statement, though, for someone who has less than 100 grand, maybe 5 grand, 10 grand, flat fee doesn't seem to pay out.
Well, again, I think we need to understand the context of the service, right? I mean, the traditional investment model, they're just charging for the investable assets, and we're going way beyond that. So, I mean, I have some clients who just want their financial house in order, and we're not basing our fee on assets under management. They might have the majority of their assets in a corporation, but we're still getting their entire financial house in order. So it is a different model than, I guess, the investment-centric advisor that's always focused on assets and a percentage of assets.
But if someone's 26 years old and they've saved up 10K in a tax-free savings account, how do you help them?
Okay. No, that's a good question. I mean, we will create what's called a financial roadmap for them first, which allows us to first understand their values, their goals, their finances. But on that one, yes, it is different. It's not 28,000, obviously. It would make no sense whatsoever, but we would still charge a flat fee based on the scope of the work.
Which would be ballpark how much to do that?
Yeah, it could be 2,000 or 3,000.
Right. So there's the problem. Yeah. So you've only got 10 grand to save and you're spending $2,000 or $3,000 to get that plan. That just doesn't make any sense.
Well, for some, it doesn't, right? For some, it doesn't. And I respect that decision. But I guess from my lens, I'm always saying I find far too many people who don't really understand their goals or their objectives to start with. They're just, you know, building money. But I feel people, you know, if they make the right decisions regarding their investments right from the start, you know, they don't fall into a lot of these errors that are irreversible over time. So I think it's money well spent from what we see.
Yeah, I we can go toe to toe and arm wrestle it out on people who are under 100 grand. But let me go on to another assertion you make in your book. Don't go it alone.
Sure.
Why not? Four exchange traded funds or the use of a robo advisor can get you a really, really good way down that path.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, when I say don't go it alone, just for clarity, I'm speaking in the context of, you know, the overall planning. I feel that they need an advisor to help them, you know, structure all these pieces we've talked about, you know, the five buckets, I call it tax, legal, money management, insurance, and financial planning. As far as robo-advisors, I'm perfectly on side with those. I think they're great. And we do use that on the money management side for a lot of our clients. But again, our fee, when I quoted the $28,000, is for a lot of the other services, right? Wrapped into that and the coordination and everything else.
Botox, personal training, house cleaning, an astrologer. That's all in, right?
Yeah.
All in. Totally. Uh-huh. How do you crack that consumer belief that financial advisors work for free? I mean, if you really were to probe with someone, they would know that, no, the person on the other end of at the other side of the table needs to pay their mortgage. But there's still this perception, because it's always been rolled into the cost historically, that there isn't an amount to be paid. How do you get people to pay out of pocket?
Well, I basically we do a thing called a truth and fees transparency report, where, you know, they might come in and they might have that perception. Yeah, it's free. You know, I'm not getting billed. But we'll pull the layers back and we'll show them, you know, on if it's a mutual fund, as an example, you know, we'll pull it back and we'll tell them how much is going for the cost of advice that's built into that product, and also how much is also built in for the cost of money management, right? So that they're crystal clear on what they are paying as a total. And now going forward, at least they can make a more informed decision, because I couldn't agree more. Nobody really knows what they are paying. And yeah, they think it's free, and that couldn't be any farther from the truth.
Just before we go here, you've got a strategy around know what you're paying, keep fees low. You've got a strategy around use passive investing and a strategy around proactively managing the rest of your financial life. But just before we go, the one that I didn't highlight is make sure fees are tax advantaged. How does a retail investor or regular consumer do that?
Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of times they may have a traditional commission account. There's still a lot of those types of accounts that are out there on a net non-registered side specifically. But if it's in a commission account, you know, generally there's no, you can't deduct any of the advisory fee component from that. Whereas if they, as an example, were in a fee-based account, that's one way that they can deduct the advisory fee. You know, so that's one way to have it more tax advantaged.
I think those sirens are coming for you because of the $28,000 number you mentioned. They're not coming for me. Very briefly, before we go, it is exceedingly difficult to find a flat fee advisor. And my hypothesis is because it is so much harder to make a living. It's way easier to gather a whole bunch of people with big assets under management and charge them 1%. Would you agree? Is that why they're so hard to find?
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I was in that camp previously, and I've switched over to the flat fee, but I couldn't agree more.
And you can barely pay for food now because your business is cratered.
No, actually, we're doing quite fine. Life is good. So, but yeah, absolutely. I think it's just the model that's been there. And a lot of advisors don't even know how to unravel it, quite frankly. They just don't have the training. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, with some mentors and coaches that showed me how to create this and actually deliver something that's, you know, in the client's best interest. and gives them the services that they need and desire. So I think it's just people not understanding the industry, not understanding how to even create such a model.
Interesting. Dean, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Dean Kendall is the author of Stop Paying Hidden Investment Fees. He works in a flat fee world. And I got to tell you, I am a big believer in pursuing this as a potential avenue. I'll warn you, it's not that easy to find a provider. And don't be thrown by Dean's claim of $28,000. If you do have a smaller scoped project and you only got a couple grand, you absolutely can find a flat fee planner, which I know Dean would say too, but he's so eminently teasable, I just couldn't resist.